kind of reading Justin Paul's comments. I think Justin Paul is might be one of those there's only one gospel in the Bible believers, believing that there's only one gospel in the Bible and that it's all the same. Am I got that right, Justin Paul? But the distinction that you see in the Apostle Paul's ministry is that he just went to Gentiles. It's just bringing the same gospel that the 12 were preaching to the Jews. Paul brought it. Paul is the only one that is addressing you, okay, as a Gentile. That's true, but first of all, we need to always remember that all scripture is given and is profitable, as it says in 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, that means mature, throughly furnished, through and through, unto all good works. And there are distinctions in the Bible, and God's will for everybody on planet Earth today is that all people get saved. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, and then verse 4. God, who will have all men to be saved, comma, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Part one of God's will. All people get, doesn't mean all will be saved, but that's God's desire. It's his will. And part two of God's will is to come unto the knowledge of the truth. And how do we do Timothy chapter 2, verse 15? Paul writing, and he says to study. Study what? Study the word of God. Study the thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Those are the words I want to focus there. Rightly dividing the word of truth. The word can be rightly, the word of truth can be rightly divided, then it can also be wrongly divided. So what is the word of truth that Paul, we are instructed to rightly divide? It doesn't say the word of God. It doesn't say the Bible. It says the word of truth. Very precise language. And as the speaker that we were just listening to said, we want to let the Bible define its own terms. And here, the word of truth is defined biblically in Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth. There it is. What are you hearing? The word of truth defined as the gospel of your salvation. So what are we to rightly divide? What is the word of truth that we are to rightly divide? The word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, which is the gospel of Christ, Romans 1:16, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. That's Paul's, my gospel, as the speaker that we were just listening to was saying. He read Romans 16:25 as well. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, my gospel. So what are we to rightly divide? The word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, is to be rightly divided from other very valid gospels of salvation in the Bible. The gospel that Paul preached, which is Christ died for your sins, was buried and resurrected for your justification, is quite different than the gospel that Peter preached. It's quite different than the gospel of the kingdom that the Lord Jesus Christ himself preached during his earthly ministry. There's more than one gospel in the Bible. There's more than one promise of salvation in the Bible, but there's only one gospel that will save today. And on your screen, Romans 1:16, it's called the gospel of Christ. And the content of the gospel of Christ, 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 4. Verse 1, we see the words, the gospel. Verse 2, by which also you are saved, the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation. What is it? It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not just the facts that Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, died, was buried, and was resurrected, but the reasons. The reason for the death of Jesus Christ, verse 3, Christ died for our sins. And then the burial and the resurrection in verse 4, and the reason for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, according to the gospel of Christ. Paul writes in Romans 4:25, Jesus Christ, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again, or was resurrected for our justification. Peter preached the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but for different reasons. For different reasons. Well, how are we going to know what we're to rightly divide if we throw out the rest of the Bible? Is the question. That's you know, we can compare right there at Romans chapter 4, verse 25, the reason for the resurrection according to Paul's My Gospel, right? And he says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to My Gospel. According to Paul's My Gospel, according to the Gospel of Christ, Jesus Christ was resurrected, raised again for our justification. Justification, what does that mean? It means it's a judicial term. It means you're judged as being righteous. It's an accounting term. It's being accounted as being righteous. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, that, let me put it on the screen, for he, that's God the Father, hath made him, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be sin for us. Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We're made righteous when we trust the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation. Now, what's the reason that Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead according to what Peter preached? Go back to Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, Peter preaching to a Jewish audience on a Jewish holy day in the Jewish capital near the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. He says, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David. So there's your context, King David, and that he, David, is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Verse 30. Therefore, David, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn an oath to him, that of the fruit of David's loins, according to the flesh, God would raise up, resurrect Jesus Christ to sit on his, David's, throne. There's Peter preaching the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but for a different reason, to a different audience. This fits perfectly with what the angel said to Mary, the mother of Jesus, before he was born, Luke chapter 1. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So what Peter is preaching is in accordance with prophecy. Is Peter speaking a continuation in Acts chapter 3 of the sermon at Pentecost? He says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Verse 20. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. So Peter's preaching Jesus Christ. I want you to take note of the future tense language of when their sins will be blotted out. Future tense. You see that? It's just a little side note. And then in verse 21, Peter is preaching Jesus Christ according to prophecy. Verse 21, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now we compare that with Paul, Romans 16:25 again. Same last four words, since the world began. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. Paul's preaching the same Jesus Christ as Peter was, according to the revelation of the mystery, not prophecy, which was kept secret since the world began. Paul preaching Jesus Christ according to prophecy that was spoken since the world began, compared to Paul preaching the same Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, and it was kept secret since the world began. There are divisions in their Bible. There are differences in the Bible. There are distinctions in our Bible. We as Bible believers must first acknowledge that these differences exist. And then we should try to understand why they're there. And so, rightly dividing the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, from the word of truth, the gospel of somebody else's salvation in the Bible. Yes, there is more than one gospel in the Bible today, but there's only one gospel that'll save anybody on planet Earth today. And I mean anybody. It's God's desire that all people be saved. And that is Paul's My Gospel.